one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful. Good morning, good afternoon. My name is Mike McCormick. I'm the lead minister at Calvary Christian Church, and I would like to begin our service here by sharing a selected scripture. The passage begins in 1 Samuel chapter 12. The context is the great prophet Samuel is giving a farewell speech, and as he begins to talk to the nation of Israel at that time, they are admitting that they have fallen short of what God has called them to do, but he reassures them that for God's name's sake, the Lord would not forsake his people. Here in our community, we face many challenges. We have many individuals who are seeking to escape through the avenue of drugs instead of finding their satisfaction in God. We have families who are fractured here in our community. Recently, I heard from the folks over in the education department that 52% of our children at the high school no longer have two parents in their home. More kids who are at our high school live without one of their biological parents then have both of their parents at home. They also said that 14% have neither parent at home. So if I was going to line up 10 high school students right here, over half of them would not be living with two parents in their home, and one of them would not have either parent in their home. We have a family who is fractured in our community. We also have literal train tracks that still divides our community by race and class. And yet, in spite of these challenges, I believe today the Lord has not given up on us. And because of his great name's sake, we have help and hope. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23 says, "As for me, far be it that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." So today, I would like to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes as I lead us through a prayer for our community. Our Heavenly Father, today we believe that for your great name's sake, you still care about our community. Today we want to lift up our city and county officials. We lift up Mayor Burtner. We lift up Judge Executive Branham. We
lift up the magistrates, the fiscal court, and all the other city and county officials. We pray that for such a time as this, you will grant them wisdom and guidance on how to best unite and move forward our community. Lord, we pray for a spiritual awakening in our community. We pray that at the individual level, that our hearts, people like the prodigal son, would come to their senses, that we would, by your grace, see the reality that we currently face and the choices that we're making. We pray, Lord, for revival in our churches. We pray for your people to fully commit to you and to your truth. We pray for a commitment for every church to increase their engagement with the community, to welcome with open arms, and also build bridges to one another. Lord, today we face many challenges, and yet we are filled with hope because we know that your name is great. You are the Almighty, All-Powerful One. And today, Lord Jesus, we come in your name and ask all these things for your sake. Amen.
Well, good afternoon. All of us here today and so many millions more everywhere turn to God in prayer and believe in the power and the spirit of prayer. And yet so often we direct our prayers to those problems that are immediate to us, knowing that God has promised his help to us when we turn to him. And yet in a world today that is so torn with strife, where the divisions amongst people seem to be increasing, I wonder if we have ever thought about the greatest tool that we have, the power of prayer and God's help. Lou Gerstner, former CEO of IBM, once said, "Transformation of an enterprise begins with a sense of crisis or urgency. No institution will go through fundamental change unless it believes that it is in deep trouble and needs to do something different to survive." Today, we are living in very challenging, critical, and volatile times. Every day, the news is filled with more human tragedy or disaster. Crises are escalating at an unprecedented rate. We really can't afford to put our hands or heads in the sand and pretend that everything is okay. We also can't afford to slip into depression and sleepwalk through life hoping it will turn out all right. We simply can't hit our snooze buttons any longer while ignoring the sounding warnings and alarms around us. As a people, we must respond. Joel, our ancient prophet in the Bible, spoke of a wake-up call to a nation in crisis. He pleaded for his nation to gather before God in a great sacred assembly. Their time of great crisis and need called for a corporate response, a response of corporate prayer, repentance, and renewed consecration before God. They had to recognize that they could not save themselves. It would take God's intervention. America is now in such a state of crisis. The epic crises facing our nation and threatening our future demands an epic response. Throughout history, humble and honest leaders have called upon the Lord in authentic repentance and consecration, asking God to hear from heaven and heal their land. Even George Washington, when faced with an impossible situation, the Revolutionary War, commissioned a flag with the words, "An appeal to heaven," acknowledging that God was our country's only hope. Human wisdom and ideologies can't save us. Our own institutions fail us. And in this day of difficulty and chaos, we need an appeal to heaven once again. And ladies and gentlemen, it starts with us. The book of James tells us that the effective and fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Today, more than ever, we need to be a people who pray effectively and passionately. Our private posture with God affects our public influence. Humility before God gives us a right heart. Our only hope is an appeal to heaven, coming in humility before the living God and pleading for his intervention on behalf of our nation and the world. 1 Timothy 2 says, "I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Therefore, as we are instructed, let us as a people pray for a spiritual awakening in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Let us pray for our governor, Matt Bevin, our state representative, Donna Mayfield, and I would also humbly ask for your prayers for me, for guidance and for wisdom. Let us pray for the protection and the sanctity of marriage and for the protection of the unborn, And if you want to see the power of prayer, just take a look at what's happened this last session in our General Assembly as to the protection of the unborn. We may become the first state to finally eradicate that scourge within our borders. Yes. Without God, there is no virtue because there's no prompting of the conscience. Without God, we're mired in the material, that world that tells us only what the senses perceive. Without God, there's a coarsening of society. And without God, democracy will not and cannot long endure. In the words of President Reagan, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we'll be a nation gone under. In the name of Christ, let us stop and turn to our God for prayer. Will you bow with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, we thank you for this community, and we thank you for our great commonwealth. We thank you for the spirit that this commonwealth has, Lord. We pray that you put your focus on our commonwealth for success, Lord, for prosperity, and also to follow your path. We pray that you'll open our eyes, make a light unto our path as to what you wish for us to do as a state. We also ask, Lord, for a great awakening here in Kentucky. Guide our leaders, give them wisdom in all that we do, Lord, and pray that you help us as a state to open up our churches and to appeal to those within our communities. Thank you for all you provide for us. In your name we pray, amen.
Isaiah 58:1 says, "Cry loudly, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet and declare to my people their transgression and to the house of Jacob their sins." This speaks to the urgency with which we need to address the culture today. It's a reminder to us that we stand as the church, as God's representatives here on earth. We are to be the ones who speak God's truth. We are to be the ones to speak God's truth in love. The theme verse for this year's National Day of Prayer is from Daniel chapter 9, verse 19. As we read through Daniel 9, we read one of the longest recorded prayers in Scripture. And two things stand out over and over again in Daniel's prayer. First of all, it is a prayer of confession. He is acknowledging the sins of the nation. But what's interesting, when we read Daniel's prayer, he does not shift the blame to anyone else. He prays that God would forgive us. He says, "God, we have sinned." How easy it is for us is point the finger in our nation and lay the blame on others for what's going on in our country. We need to follow Daniel's leading here in the Word of God and acknowledge that we as a nation have sinned against God. But all was not hopeless in Daniel's context. Neither is it hopeless for us, because not only do we see the sinfulness of the nation in Daniel's prayer, we also read about the faithfulness of God. Daniel 9:19 says, "Listen." It says, "O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. For your own sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name." Daniel pleads to the Lord for forgiveness. Daniel pleads to the Lord to hear and to move. And he petitions God not because of his faithfulness, but by the faithfulness of God and God's decree, God's covenant with his people. Would you join me in prayer today as we pray for our federal government and our leaders in our nation? Almighty God, we come before you today in Jesus' name, the name above all names. And we confess, Lord, we as a nation have sinned against you. God, we have turned our backs on you. Father, we have rejected your holy word. And Father, today we acknowledge that sin as a people, and we cry out to you and pray, "O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive." Father, we as the church in America cry out to you today. We cry out for forgiveness. We cry out in repentance. We cry out for your name's sake. Lord, we have allowed the name of Jesus to be dragged through the mud long enough in our country. We repent and we pray, Lord, for your great name's sake, that you would restore and revive our nation. Father, we pray for our President Trump. We pray for our Vice President Pence and for the entire administration. Father, we pray for Congress. We pray for the Supreme Court. We pray for all of those who have been elected and all those who have been appointed to lead our nation. Father, we pray for salvation to come to those who have not yet trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Father, we pray for those who are believers to be strengthened in their faith, God, to be filled with your Holy Spirit, to lead with justice, to lead with wisdom, to lead with righteousness. Father, we pray for the church in America. We pray for those churches, Lord, that have drifted in their commitment to your word. We pray, Lord, that they would be returned and restored. Father, we pray for those churches that are standing upon the faithfulness of your word. We pray, God, that those churches would be strengthened also. Father, we pray that the church would be your mouthpiece to speak your truth. We pray that the church in America would be your hands and your feet to promote justice and equality, to stand up for those who have no voice. Father, to push for and to strive for reconciliation of the races and the genders and all of those from different socioeconomic groups. Father, forgive us for our sins. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to your people. We thank you that all is not lost. As long as we cry out to you in prayer, we know that you hear. And Father, you will move. Lord, today we join our voices with believers all across this great nation. And we ask, God, for forgiveness and for healing and for a renewal and a revival in your church. And Lord, we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Todd, and thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Mike. And I'm so thankful for the promises of God's word. Amen. The Bible tells us that the answer to our nation's problems is with God's people. If my people, which are called by my name, if we will humble ourselves and if we will turn from our wicked ways, the Bible tells us how God responds. Then he will hear from heaven and he will heal our land. God desires to hear and God desires to heal. What I'd like to ask you to do at this time is to get into small groups of 2 to 3. The Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken, and you can lead, everyone can lead in silent prayer, or if somebody would like to lead the group in prayer, or if all of you would like to pray. But we're going to take about the next 3 to 4 minutes to pray in small pockets, and then we'll come and we'll conclude with the reading of the national prayer and then singing God Bless America. So if you would just kind of group up for just a couple, 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll regroup here in just a moment. If you'd bow your heads as I lead us in the reading of the national prayer. We worship you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the living God of our nation's founding fathers, and we pledge our allegiance to you as one nation under God. We acknowledge that you are the one who has set us high above all the nations on the earth, that you have made us the head, and you have sovereignly allowed us to lead the free world. The whole world has known that we are identified with you. Again and again, you have given us victory over our enemies, and you have blessed us when we have gone out and when we have come in. You have blessed us in our bustling cities and in our beautiful countryside. You have blessed our fruited plains so that we have had abundance for ourselves and for others. You have opened the storehouses of your bounty and have blessed the works of our hands. We now turn to you as the God of our fathers. You alone are our hope for the future. If we as a nation do not get right with you, no one in Washington or in Frankfurt or in our state capitals can reverse the downward moral and spiritual spiral that has become a free fall. We approach you now with fear and trembling, and we confess our national sins. We confess national addiction to sex, money, pleasure, entertainment, pornography, technology, drugs, alcohol, and yea, even to ourselves. We confess that we no longer fear you, and thus we have not even the beginning of wisdom with which to handle the vast knowledge we possess. We confess our foolishness of denying you as the one true living God, our Creator, to whom we are accountable, living our lives as though we are a cosmic accident with no eternal significance, purpose, or meaning. We confess our greed that has run up trillions of dollars of national debt. We confess our arrogance and pride that has led us to think that we're sufficient in ourselves. We confess that we believe that our prosperity has been because of our greatness and refusing to acknowledge that all of our blessings have come from your hand. We confess that we depend more upon our military might and our weapons systems to protect us from danger while denying, defying, and ignoring you. We confess that we have allowed the material blessings you've given us to deceive us into thinking that we don't need you. We confess that we live as though material wealth and prosperity will bring happiness. We confess that we have marginalized truth and mainstream lies. We confess choices that reveal that we would rather live in bitterness, resentment, and anger rather than forgiving those who have hurt us and acknowledge our wrongdoing. We confess that we have become one nation under many gods, divided and polarized with license to sin and justice to no longer follow the rule of law. Therefore, we turn to you with tears of shame and a heart of fear for the judgment that we are provoking, and we repent of our sin. Please, God of our fathers, do not back away from us. Do not remove your hand of blessing upon us, and we return to you with humility, with sincerity, out of necessity, with a desperate sense of urgency. Please, God, return to us. Hear our prayer. Forgive our sin. Heal our land for the glory of your great name. O Lord, hear, forgive, listen, and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for our city and for your people called by your name. For it's in Jesus' holy name we do pray. And everyone said, amen.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.